Welcome. This is Dr. Greg Serpa and the mindful movement or standing yoga practice for the mindfulness-based stress reduction program. So this is a time for you to be with your body, your breath, your mind, just as you are in a kind way. Just as you're setting aside this time to practice, try to set aside your sense of striving. Working as if there's something to achieve. Try to be with yourself just as you are, observing the body with friendly, kind attention, noticing sensations as they come into your awareness and as they pass away. So if any postures are too difficult, if you have a particular injury, if something's uncomfortable, perhaps just standing or doing another sequence, the previous sequence, instead, listening to your body. For this practice, you'll need a kitchen chair or a folding chair. And it's best to do these postures in bare feet because socks might be a little slippery. So we begin our practice by standing near a wall in an upright position in a posture that we call the mountain pose. So stand up extra straight, with your feet together or a few inches apart in an erect and upright posture. Glance down at your feet to see that they're aligned, toes are facing directly forward, feeling your weight now evenly distributed on your feet, even in the ball and the heel of each foot. Standing up straight, pulling up to activate your thigh muscles. And you might notice, as you activate the legs, that this allows the buttocks to fall down to the earth. Pulling up on your abdominals, activating your abdominals, opens up your chest just a bit. Letting go of any tension in the shoulders. Allowing the back and the shoulders to feel gravity. As the abdominal area firms to keep the chest open. Spreading the feet on the floor, top of the head lifts. Your eyes are open, looking out, the chin is level with the floor. Let go of the jaw, keep the gaze soft, and let any tension in your jaw release. Like a mountain, your posture is dignified and stable, lifting up through your spine, through the top of your head, finding a balance between feeling alert and feeling relaxed. Coming out of the mountain pose now, and we're going to stand next to a wall with your right hip and foot and shoulder touching the wall. So your right hip and foot and shoulder very close to the wall. And again, finding the mountain pose, straightening your legs, buttocks, falling down, taking a few breaths here. Now reaching your right arm up the wall in line with your shoulder. Stretching your fingertips up to the ceiling with the palm flat on the wall. Feeling that opposition as your right heel presses down into the floor, your right fingers are reaching up to the ceiling. Feel the full length of the side of your body. Working within your own range of motion and at your own pace. Feel the stability of your feet spreading on the floor. Feeling the stretch in your side. Check to ensure that your hand is not behind the line of the shoulder. Expanding the right side of your body. Breathing. And on an exhale, releasing your arm down the wall, come out of the posture, and turn to the second side. So now standing with your left side against the wall, and again finding the mountain pose, legs engaged, spine tall, shoulders down and engaged, abdominals to keep the chest open. Reaching up the wall with your left arm, fingers up to the ceiling, and again feeling that opposition as the left heel goes down into the ground, the left hand, palm flat up against the wall, goes up to the ceiling. Feel the full length of the left side of your body. Extending through your arms, your chest, waist, extending the fingers. You might need to take your head back just a bit to keep it in line with your spine, keeping your chest open. And on a release, on an exhale, releasing your arm. All right, so once again, changing sides, so your right foot and hip are against the wall, and extending your right arm again up the wall, leg straight, palm flat, press down through the right foot, lifting up your fingertips, extending the whole side of your body, keeping the chest square to the wall in front of you, broadening your collarbones, breathing, and on an exhale, lowering your arm, switching sides to the left, extending your left hand up to the ceiling, and again feeling that opposition with the heel pushing down and the left arm reaching up. Side of the waist is stretching, opening, taking a few breaths. And on an exhale, releasing. Okay, we're going to turn to the right side again, up against the wall to add a new element. So again, standing with your right foot and hip against the wall, reaching the right hand up the wall just as you did before. Ensure both sides of your body are even, your hips are even, shoulders are even, legs straight, chest lifted. And you're going to bend your right elbow as if to pat yourself on the back. Now, only doing this if it feels right for you. So this is an arm stretch with the right hand now between your shoulder blades, with your elbow pointing up, lengthening the right side of your body, breathing, opening your chest. To add a lower arm, you can keep your right elbow moving up the wall just as it is. Move your left arm around to your back, and you can either leave your left arm there if that's enough, if you want a little more. You can slide the left hand up between the shoulder blades. Try to keep your chest as square as possible. Noticing the opposition with the right elbow going up the wall, the left going down, lifting the top of your head, keeping your head in line with the chest, with the spine, which usually means you're moving it back just an inch or so. Breathing in the chest, relaxing, releasing the shoulders. Some of you may be able to clasp your fingers behind you, but for most of us, that's pretty difficult to do. It's not important if you can't. Working at your own pace. And as you exhale, releasing your arms and turning to the other side. So, with your left side up against the wall now, left hip, left foot very close to the wall, reach your left arm up the wall towards the ceiling, feeling that opposition again. The left heel going down into the earth, and the left hand reaching up towards the ceiling. Bend at the elbow of the left arm to kind of pat yourself on the back so your hand is between your shoulder blades. Square up your chest. Notice this opposition with the left elbow going up the wall and the left foot going down into the earth. Opening your chest. Now adding the lower arm. Keeping the left elbow just where it is on the wall. Getting the right hand to the small of your back. That may be enough. If you want more, you can slide it up towards your shoulder blades, towards the other hand. Keeping your shoulders square, your hips square, your head straight up, maybe slightly back just a bit. Breathing through the chest. Working at your own pace. And on an exhale, releasing your arms and moving away from the wall. All right, taking just a few breaths here to recover as you move into the center of the room, away from the wall now. Finding the mountain pose. With that long spine, standing erect, breathing. It's noble, upright. Reaching the arms behind you and clasping your wrists. If you have a good flexibility in your shoulders, you can grab your elbows, as long as you're gentle, not to overarch your back. You can see how this opens your collarbones and allows the tips of your shoulder blades to drop. So just notice this opening in the chest, feeling your soles of your feet on the floor, lifting up through the front spine, broadening your collarbones, and on an exhale, releasing the arms. And now we're going to do the second side, which is just changing your grip. So again, finding the mountain pose. And either interlocking your fingers behind your back, grabbing your wrist, or if you have the shoulder flexibility, you can change how you grab your shoulder so the other arm is closer to your body. Again, standing up straight, long spine, collarbones open, shoulder blades sliding down the back, noticing your breath in and out. Letting go of any tension in the ribs. And releasing your arms and leaving them by your side. Taking a few moments to have some resting breaths to recover. Noticing how your weight's distributed on the floor. All right, as you're standing now, again, finding the mountain pose, taking a few breaths, and interlocking your fingers and your hands in front of you now, turning your palms away from you towards the floor, and slowly begin to straighten your arms, lifting your arms so they're even with your shoulders, with your shoulder height, with your palms facing away, so your arms are parallel to the floor. So keeping your shoulders down, having the tips of your shoulder blades sliding down your back, keeping your chest as open as possible, Now, this is enough for most people, just like this, staying here and breathing. For those that want an additional stretch, you can continue to lift the hands up towards the ceiling. Stop when the palms are straight up facing the ceiling and go no further. The arms stretched, the waist long and the shoulder down. Breathing. And on an exhale, bringing your arms down and releasing the fingers. Finding the mountain pose again for just a few breaths. We're going to repeat now with clasping your fingers the opposite way, the finger clasp that may feel awkward to you. Again, rotating the palms so they face the floor and slowly lifting the arms straight so they're in line with the shoulders and parallel to the floor. Spine is long, head is lifted, shoulders are down. For those wanting an additional stretch, continuing to lift the hands up towards the ceiling. Palms facing the ceiling, long waist, shoulders down. Breathe. And on an exhale, releasing. And again, finding the mountain pose. Having a few breaths. Okay, so from the mountain pose again, feet grounded, spine lifted, extend your arms forward in front of you with the elbows straight and the palms facing each other, the fingers spread. Lifting the front of your side of your torso, the front part of your spine, and your abdominals to open your chest. Slowly lift your arms up over your head, being cautious of any range of motion problems that you might have. Being right where you are, pausing at wherever the top is for you with a few cycles of breath, with the arms overhead, palms facing each other. Shoulders down. And on an exhale, lowering the arms. Once again, repeating this movement, slowly lifting the arms, supporting the front side of the torso. Having the buttocks move towards the floor and the tips of the shoulders sliding down the back as you lift your arms overhead. Pausing at the top for a few cycles of your breath. And on an exhale, lowering your arms. And standing in mountain pose. Standing now in mountain pose with your elbows bent and your palms together at the center of your chest. So feel the palms pressing one hand into the other, the fingers pressed into each other, letting your upper arms relax down with the gravity. Tips of your shoulder blades sliding down your back, lifting your chest just a bit into your thumbs, lifting the crown of your head, softening the mouth, the eyes, the jaw. Soften your gaze or even close your eyes if this is comfortable for you. As you turn your attention inward, reflect on your intention for this practice. Perhaps have some appreciation for the efforts that you're making right now. Noticing the rise and the fall of your breath. With kind attention, feel into your body just as it is right now. Notice whatever's present, right here. And opening your eyes, and now we're going to move to a chair. A dining room chair or a folding type chair is really best. You can either sit on it as you normally would, or sitting sideways, whatever works best for you. You may have to scoot forward a little bit in the chair so your feet are resting comfortably on the floor, not squeezing your knees together but keeping your legs relaxed, and sitting in the center of your sits bones. Lifting the front of your spine and lifting up to the top of your head to have a long spine with your chest open. Allow your shoulder blade tips to drop down with gravity, chest open. Keep the feet where they are. We'll be doing a chair twist, only if this is comfortable for you and right for your body. So, starting with your head, turning your chin towards the right shoulder, continuing to rotate around just a bit, turning the twisting the torso, and you can use your arms to help you turn. Keep your ribs and shoulders at the same level, turning your belly, your spine, relaxing the face, lifting up through the top of the head and breathing. As you inhale, try to grow just a bit taller, and as you exhale, deepen the twist. And on an exhale, releasing back to neutral. And we're going to turn to the other side, beginning with the head, the chin towards the left shoulder, and rotating the upper body and the torso. Using your hands on the chair to reach across if that's helpful. Inhale, growing taller. Exhale, twisting. And on an exhale, returning to neutral. Keeping the chest open, and we're going to do this again on the first side. Turning your head to the right, now the shoulders, the torso, using your arms to help you twist. Leave the face relaxed. Try to keep the chest open. And on an exhale, release. Again, from the neutral position, turning the head to the left, now the shoulders and the torso all going to the left. Keeping your legs relaxed, but your feet on the floor, using your arms to help you twist. Face is relaxed, chest is open. And on an exhale, release back to neutral. All right, we'll transition now to a new sequence of poses. And it's helpful to be on a floor that isn't too slippery. Be sure you're not wearing socks. Some people find a yoga sticky mat is helpful to keep them from slipping. And if you have any balance problems, you may want to stand next to a bed or next to a wall to help you with balance. So starting now with mountain pose. standing with your feet firmly on the floor, slightly apart, activate the legs, lifting up, lengthening the spine, and breathing. Now, the first pose we'll do here in this sequence is the triangle pose. You might want to place your hands on your hips and spread your feet wide, so 2.5 or 3 feet. The outer edges of your feet should be parallel with each other and the toes on the same plane. So not turning your feet out, but having your toes pointed straight in front of you, but with your feet apart. So just balancing here for a moment, feeling the weight on your feet, pressing the whole sole of your foot into the floor. If it's not too tiring for you, extend the arms straight out to make a T from the shoulder height. Now, keeping the left foot just where it is, turn the entire right leg and foot out so it's parallel to the wall in front of you, and the line of the right heel intersects the left arch. You're going to press the outer edge of your left foot down and press the right foot down to hold your balance. Now, only if it's comfortable for you, bending the torso in line with the right leg down just a little bit towards the right foot, pressing the right foot down to hold your balance, placing your right hand on your right shin for support and balance. Don't come so far down that you collapse your posture or you lean forward. Press through the back foot, extend your spine. Now place your top arm on your hip and point your top shoulder up to the ceiling to open up your chest. Breathe. Open the left collarbone. If you like, you can extend your top arm up to the ceiling. Find your breath. Now, using your bottom arm for support and engaging your abdominals, on an exhale, coming back up to neutral. Bringing your legs together. Finding the mountain pose. And taking a few recovery breaths. Noticing the sensations in the body. So we're going to do this on the other side now. Spreading your legs wide, about 3 feet. Again, lining up the outside edges of your feet. Feeling the weight distributed evenly. Now keeping your right foot just where it is, turning your entire left leg and foot out so it's parallel to the wall in front of you. And the line of your left foot now should intersect your right arch. Now, if it's comfortable for you, bending your torso down towards your left leg, using your left hand on your shin for support and balance. Don't go down too far, really opening your chest. Your top arm can be on your hip. If you like, you can extend your top arm up to the ceiling, really broadening your chest and opening your chest, breathing, feeling how the weight's distributed. And using your bottom arm for support, on an exhale, engaging your abs and coming back up to neutral. And slowly walking your legs together and finding mountain pose. Lifting up from the top of your head and relaxing the face. Okay, so now we're going into warrior pose, which is, you know, a metaphor for finding calm in the middle of strife, like a warrior. Taking your feet wide apart, 2 or 3 feet down, standing with your arms straight out from your shoulders, in a T, or on your hips, either way is fine. Pushing down evenly through your feet for balance, pressing your whole foot onto the floor, lifting the chest and being wide across the shoulder, the collarbones. Leave your left foot where it is, turning the right foot and leg out just as you did in the previous pose. Standing upright, facing the wall in front of you. Now you're going to bend and straighten the right knee a few times, and to protect your knee, always ensure that the knee travels directly over the path of your foot. Pressing into your left heel on your back foot. Slowly bend your right knee in the direction of the little toe. And as you bend your right leg, don't let the knee come past your ankle. You may have to widen your stance to ensure that your knee never extends beyond your ankle. Now straightening your right leg. So both legs are straight once more. Lifting up to the chest. Breathing. Once again, bending the right knee only, letting the buttocks drop, keeping the chest open and up, straightening the leg, breathing. One last time, pushing on the back foot for support, keeping the back leg super straight, bending the right leg. You can go up to 90 degrees if you can bend that much. Go no further. And straightening the right leg. Standing with both legs straight. Bring your feet together. And resting in mountain pose for a few breaths. And now doing the other side. Standing with your legs 2 to 3 feet apart. Arms either straight out from the shoulders or on your hips. Turning out the left foot and leg. And bending the left knee, keeping the right foot straight, right leg straight. Ensuring that the left knee always travels only towards the little toe side, straight over the foot, and straightening, and bend to number 2, bending down. You may have to widen your stance a bit to ensure your knee doesn't go past your ankle, and straightening your left leg. And the final time, bending your left leg, allowing the buttocks to drop, keeping your chest up and open. And again, straightening. Bringing your feet parallel and bringing your legs together. And resting for a few breaths in mountain pose. Finding your breath in mountain pose, using your breath to recover, paying attention to the sensations in your body. And the last standing pose is called a tree pose. It's a balancing posture, so you may want to stand near a wall for support. So you may want to start by standing with your left side with a wall within reach for your balance, just if you need it. You're going to bend your right knee, and using your right hand on your ankle, placing the sole of your right foot against the inside of your left leg. You can place it on your calf, down on your calf low, or you can place it up on your thigh. Just don't press on your knee. So your left leg remains straight and activated, strong, rooted like a tree. You can use your left hand for balance on the wall as you need. Your right hand can be on your hip, breathing. Feel the extension of the inner right leg towards the knee. To keep your foot from slipping, push your right foot into the left thigh and your left thigh into the right foot. This resistance helps you keep your balance. If you feel you can balance, you can extend your arms up to the ceiling, or you can have your hands on your hips, that's fine. Breathe. So the standing leg is strong and rooted into the ground like tree roots, and the crown of the head is reaching up to the sky. Coming back to standing in mountain pose. Feet evenly distributed now, the weight on both feet. Having a few recovery breaths. And turn to your second side. Perhaps the wall is close to your right side now. And in any balancing pose, notice how you automatically make all those little micro adjustments. This is just how we are in life, always needing to make a few adjustments and still holding on to our center. So standing in mountain pose and starting by bending your left leg now with your left hand, placing your left foot up against your right inner thigh. Not slumping into the hip, but standing tall. Left foot pressing into the right thigh, right foot pressing, right thigh pressing into the left foot. And right foot rooted down. You can stretch your arms up into the sky. Spine long. And returning now to mountain pose. Breathing. Feeling the sensations of your body, of this breath, standing with your weight balanced. Softening your gaze, softening your facial features, perhaps closing your eyes. Letting go of any tension that remains in your jaw. Breathing in, breathing out. Thanking yourself for this practice.